Welcome to Real Education Insights, where we have honest conversations about teaching, learning, and educational technology. I'm your host, Dee. In today's episode, we're diving into the ethical tightrope teachers walk when using digital tools. How do we embrace helpful tech while protecting privacy and ensuring fairness for all students? Recently, I read a chapter in Hubris and Hybrids by Hardin Jameson, and one idea stuck with me. How tech once extended what humans could do, but now it shapes how we think, learn, and see the world. Powerful stuff. So how does that translate in what we do in the classroom? For me, using tech shapes learning, like when my students use Google Classroom to collaborate for idea generation and bringing these to life in their business enterprise projects. But we also need to think about the ethical stuff, student privacy, child safeguarding, digital citizenship, and equal access. Let's dive in. First up, student privacy. With so many digital tools in school, it's easy for us to forget the risk, especially around data. A 2024 article I read, The Googleization of the Classroom, stated that only 1 in 5 students knew what data was being collected or shared about them. That's wild. We need platforms that protect privacy, not just to tick those GDPR compliance boxes, but to build real trust. Beyond privacy, there's child safeguarding, and we can all agree that online spaces aren't always safe, and our students face cyberbullying or inappropriate content. The filters do help, especially on platforms like Facebook and TikTok, but we also need to create spaces where students feel safe speaking up. For instance, with my Year 11 tutor group, we've had great chats about social media pressure. And I remember one student asking, is it even possible to go offline without feeling left out? That really stuck with me. And it shows how crucial these conversations are. Then there's digital citizenship, which for me, it's all about teaching my students to be respectful, smart online, like checking sources and spotting misinformation. Things I focus on a lot in my business classes, encouraging them to think critically about the info they come across every day. Let's not forget equity. Not every student has access to tech. Even with Bring Your Own Device in my school, the digital divide hits marginalized communities hardest, and it limits learning opportunities in this regard. So what we can do is push for better resources, design flexible lessons, and use free tools from Google and Microsoft. But why is digital access still a privilege? And are we relying too much on big tech firms? There's still a very long way to go. So what does that look like for us as educators? For me, building digital literacy helps us make smarter ethical choices. The tools we use and the conversations we have, they shape how our students interact with the tech in the classroom. But then again, it all depends on our setting and access level. For students, digital literacy means using the tech responsibly and thoughtfully. And I believe that when they understand the ethics behind it, they're more likely to use it in positive ways. But how do we ensure every student has equal opportunities to learn these skills? Looking ahead, we all have a part to play in this. We need to stay curious, challenge the status quo, and embrace the ethical side of digital learning. By doing so, we help our students become responsible, digital, and global citizens. So ask yourself, what's one small thing you can do today in your classroom to support smarter, safer tech use? Thanks for tuning in to Real Education Insights. Until next time, reflect, explore, grow, and stay inspired.